This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. Fall is a common time for farmers and ranchers to apply lime in their fields. Wheat has a large yield response to proper pH. Research has shown that highly acidic soils can cut wheat yields in half in susceptible varieties. However, it is alfalfa that requires the highest of pH levels. Soybeans can also be sensitive, and there are differences among the varieties. A target pH for Southeast Kansas is 6.8, which is higher than the rest of the state, and lime recommendations starting at 6.1, which are also higher than the rest of the state. While it might not seem fair that the area that is the most acidic and highly buffered soils have recommendations for the highest pH, but it is because our subsoils are also acidic, and we can't afford to have acidic topsoil too. Because of the quantity needed, lime can be very expensive. Ranchers can also have a hard time justifying the expense, but many might not realize that their grass production is being dramatically hampered by acidic soils. Grid sampling, management zones, or other site-specific testing has the biggest payoff when it comes to lime applications because of the large expense, but also because pH can vary throughout a field. Lime is an investment that can last 6 to 8 years or longer, especially in our highly buffered clay soils. If you have any questions about soil testing, please give me a call at 620-724-8233.